Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host for the podcast. And today I've got no guests. It's just me. I've got a few lined up, so they're coming. But at the moment, it's just me. And today I want to talk about trust. Now, one of the problems with trust is that it tends to have a lot of negative connotations. The majority of times when we use the word trust, it's all about, oh, I don't trust him or I don't trust them. And it's always around or often around those contexts. So the poor old trust has had a little bit of a black mark against its name. Now, in all honesty, it isn't really about that. It is actually quite a positive aspect. So I have started writing my next book. Now, my next book is a lot of it is, it's like an autobiography, but there was a lot of stories that I have in my life that I didn't want to share. Now, I didn't want to share them because they were not nice. They could be very violent. They weren't nice at all. And I always promised that the only reason I would talk about some of those situations was if I felt it could achieve something positive. So for a long time, I never spoke about some of the things that had happened to me. And they are on the podcast. You'll get some of them in the podcast. There was a lot of them that I just didn't really want to talk about unless I could have a positive spin on it. Now, this book that I am writing now has got a lot of these stories in it because I feel like I can now add this positive spin, and it's all about trust. Now, I don't know what I'm going to call the book yet, but I do have like a trust program. So I think I call it the Power of Trust program. And the book is going to be loosely based around this program. So I can then, with each of the stories, especially the ones that are really tough to talk about and tough to put forward, I can reflect back in this program and bring out some learnings for you and bring out some understandings for it so I can create a positive element to it. So that's why the trust course all came back up again and why I wanted to talk about it today. So one of the first things we do when we're going through uni and when we're learning to speak and put things forward, we need to first define what we're talking about. So if I define trust in the dictionary, it's explained as a firm belief in the reality, truth, or ability of someone or something. Now, it's also described as the reliance on the integrity, strength, and ability of a person or thing. So it's like you're walking over a rickety bridge, I don't know where I trust this bridge will hold on. And of course, with a friend or a person, you have that belief whether they will be reliable, whether they will be truthful, and if they have that ability to do that. So, for example, I feel confident with them is really saying that you feel confident that they can or will do it or achieve it. So trust is about feeling confident, but having that understanding that what you perceive that will happen will happen. But truth is also about letting people make those choices. So Trust is about letting them do that or letting them not, or allowing them to fail, or allowing them not to even do it if they choose to. So therefore, the feeling of trust must be left open so that we can choose either direction. Now, when it comes to, say, a relationship, we're looking at something like that. The ability to trust somebody is the ability to allow them to make those choices. You have to have that firm belief in reliability, truth, and ability to make the choices that you feel are appropriate. So when we start to look back at trust, we start to get an understanding that it's not really, it's an overarching thing. It's an overarching feeling that we've got. So trust is almost another emotion. It's a type of emotion that we have, that we feel that we've got this belief that somebody is going to perform, or somebody or something is going to perform or be or have the strength or the ability or the truth behind it. Yet even that explanation suggests that trust is all about external influences. It's sort of letting us believe that the only way to have trust is to have trust in others. And when we look at that, I know straight away that that's not right, because we need to have trust in ourselves. We need to trust ourselves more, even more so than we need to trust others, because others will do what they choose to do, and they need to do what they choose to do. It may not be right by you. It may not give you that feeling of trust, but it's what they are choosing to do. So when I start to look at trust, I start to flip it back and go, what is it about me that I need to get? What am I looking at? What is the reliability, the truth that I'm experiencing, and the ability? What's my integrity? What's my strength? And we have to look back at who we are before we can trust other people. Because if we're looking back at who we are and we get an understanding of who we are and we connect with our intuition and our spirituality, then we can trust that to give us the answers we need. Now, more often than not, we put our trust in somebody when we forget to put the trust in ourselves. Now, I guess where I'm going with this is that if you're walking down a dark alley and you see somebody coming towards you and you go, oh, I don't trust this person, you have every reason not to trust them. You don't have to trust people. You have to trust yourself. Now, if you're walking down a dark alley and you sort of see somebody there and you go, oh, I don't trust them, it's not that you don't trust them. You're feeling, you've got to trust yourself, and your feeling within you is saying, look out, this is not feeling good. And we put that trust on that person. We're going, I don't trust them. In reality is, I trust how I am feeling. So it's got nothing to do with the other person. And yes, that other person may be bad and everything else. So you're picking that feeling up, and those thoughts and those feelings, you're picking them up intuitively. Doesn't matter whether you trust them or not. Trust what you're feeling. Trust what you're bringing forward. Because let's face it, walking down a dark alley and somebody else coming down the other way, or all of a sudden popping out from behind a rubbish bin, is really throwing out a lot of alarm bells. So when we take that a little bit further and we look at trusting our partner, say our partner, we get that little, oh, I'm not really sure. It feels like something's going on and I don't trust them. As soon as you start saying things like that, you can guarantee there's something going on inside. And if you're bringing up this information intuitively, then either there's a cause for it. You're picking up that emotion, or there's another cause for it that you are finding within. Because a lot of times when somebody blames somebody else for extramarital affairs or, you know, having an affair or anything else, often it's come from the person who's already started it. So we do have that, and it comes from a feeling of guilt. And this is what trust is all about. Because if you're feeling guilt, you can blame somebody else, that's fine. You can throw that on them, and that's fine. But in all honesty, you don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself because you have not proven trustworthy to yourself. You have felt things that you have ignored. And if you choose to have an affair, that's what you choose to do, but don't blame somebody else for it. And I mean, I've always been one of these people that if you need to have an affair, if you are looking externally to your relationship, then there's a situation that you need to sort out in your relationship before you go any further. Because once you start doing affairs, you actually start to take the crap that you're holding onto here into the next relationship. And that's something you don't want to do. So for my 20 years of emotionally abusive marriage, I never looked to have an affair. I never looked to go that way. I just did not want to take the feelings and what I was experiencing at the time into another relationship. I wanted to sort this, what was going on here, before I went into another relationship. Now, if you're having trust issues in your relationship, then the first thing you need to do is sort out what's going on in you. Because until you can trust yourself, you cannot look at other people for trust. It's exactly the same with love. You cannot expect somebody to love you if you can't even love yourself. Now, I don't mean you have to be head over heels in love with you and there's nothing else happening in this world. What I do mean is that you have to accept who you are. You have to protect who you are. You have to allow yourself to make mistakes. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust the decisions you make. Because until you can trust yourself and what you're doing, you're going to struggle to trust anyone else or anything else at all. So the biggest thing you need to do is find out who you are and what you are and what makes you tick. Because if we're looking at another person to get that, then we're looking in the wrong way. We're just looking the wrong way completely. So when I did up the trust program that I did up, there was four elements. The elements were self-awareness. That's the first one. Self-confidence is the second. Self-reliance next. And then finally, self-nurture. So self-awareness is what is trust and what does it matter? Because we have to really narrow down what it is, because we'll often use it in not necessarily the right context, or if we're using it in that context, there's always the flip side. So if you turn around and say, I don't trust them, then what is it? When we drill down and we start to be looking at that self-awareness, what is it that you don't trust? You don't trust what part of it? And if it's a relationship, it might be, I don't trust them to tell me the truth. And then you go, well, hang on, you flip that back to you. Are you telling the truth? Are you telling the truth to yourself? I don't trust that they will be faithful. Are you being faithful? And I don't mean to them, I mean to you. Are you being faithful to who you are, what you're doing in this world, or are you focusing on what everyone else is doing? So there's lots and lots of areas there that we can look at. When we start to look at that trust, what it is, why does it matter in that self-awareness area, we start to look at how it comes back to us. Now there's four, okay, I've gone four by four, I don't know why, I just did. There's four sections in the self-awareness group. Now I do these with, well, before COVID, thank you very much, I was doing these as not workshops, they were little workshops, but I was going to do a big event on them. So a big retreat, that's what I was going to do, sorry, a big retreat on it. So I actually created this lovely big program and nothing happened with it. So I'm bringing it back forward now. So the self-awareness was the first one. And now within self-awareness, we look at self-talk, self-respect, self-honesty, and self-trust, all right? We look at those areas in that way. So we look at the self-talk. Now, often with our self-talk, we might be saying all the right things, but not necessarily repeating them in our mind. Often, well, you know, with self-talk. Okay, for an example, here's one. My partner came in yesterday and he said, oh, I found some really nice music to start your podcast with. And so straight away I went, well, what's wrong with my podcast music? And he goes, oh, you know, like I was listening to it and it's rah, rah, rah. And anyway, he had his own ideas. Now, I sat down, I stopped for a minute and I went, straight away I've gone to what's wrong with my podcast music. Straight away I've gone on the defensive. Straight away I've almost gone defense attack. Defensive attack straight away. And it was like, he goes, I just thought, you know, if you want me to, I might put something together for you, you know, have the different music in there. And again, that was like, oh, what's wrong with the music? What's wrong with it? And obviously doesn't like it, you know, and I started to go straight back into my old ways. Then I had another think. And this is that self-talk coming through, and it was coming through. Then I went and I stopped and I changed the channel of the self-talk and went, okay, hang on. This is the first time he has really had an input in the podcast. First time. I'm not sure where it came from or why it came from. I'm not even sure why he listened, because he's never listened to it before. But all of a sudden, he's come to me and said, oh, thought this might be better. Now, on my journey, where I want to go, I want to continue doing podcasts. I want to continue helping people because that's what I love doing. But I also want to travel. And I want to travel with him. And for him to travel with us, with me, he really needs to be part of it. So this was his first step in saying, I want to step forward and help you. I want to find out what you're doing and what you're interested in, because if this is where we're going, this is where I'd like to go. And it was a lovely sort of a stop, a lovely listen to myself talk. You know, straight away you've gone negative, 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 stop and be aware of what was going on. And I sort of said, look, it does take a long time. You can do it on my laptop because my laptop's got all the right programs for it. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to let him go. Just let him go. You'll see what it's like in a day, in the next couple of podcasts, I think. I just want him to have that input. And so it was like just trust, not trust in him, but trust in how you're feeling about it, because you were aware of that self-talk that went straight to the negative every time. Trust that, no, it's not what that's about. Let's be a little bit more open. Let's be a little bit more engaging. So that was a really good understanding of self-talk and how we just straight away when a situation happens, we just go straight back into that negative talk or that, you know, that the way we were so used to doing it. As soon as I looked at it in a different way and I started to trust me, not the negative stuff, but me from the heart, it made a huge difference, absolutely huge difference. So be aware. So the first step is self-awareness. Be aware of that self-talk. It is so important and it can drive us down so quickly, really, really quickly. It just comes to us off guard. We are not aware of it. It just happens. So the parts we are aware of is when we're talking to somebody else and when you're saying things. Be really, really aware of what you're saying and how you're saying it, because it can make a difference. I used to say, oh, gosh, I'm a duffer. Oh, God, I'm an idiot. I had to stop. I had to stop saying that. Every time I made a mistake, I've gone, oops, instead, because I kept on reinforcing that negative self-talk and I had to change that. And that's what you need to change, because when you change that negative self-talk, you start to trust the other talk that comes through. The second part was self-respect. Now, self-respect is all about the trust as well. It can be quite challenging. It can be quite challenging. So it's all about your values, your skills, your time, excuse me, and how you respect those elements of you. These will make the big difference on how you perceive your trust. So values are really, really important. And if you don't respect your values, nobody else will. And if they don't respect your values, you will feel that you can't trust them. You need to trust yourself first. So when somebody goes against your values or against your time, I have had people phone me up and they wanted a free reading, but they don't ask it. They go around in a roundabout way, but they want a free reading. And I don't mind so much. It's not that I mind that, especially if they are friends and they're looking for support and guidance, but I value my time. I put a lot of time and effort into creating the podcasts and the things that go with it, that I value my time. And if somebody else doesn't value my time, I find that quite disrespectful. So I respect my time. I respect my time is very, very valuable. And it's very valuable because I only have a certain amount and I don't know how long that certain amount is. So my time is really important to me. Now, when somebody disrespects that, they disrespect my value. Now, you can imagine if I see the phone ringing and it's that person, straight away I go, ugh. I don't trust that they're straight away we have a trust issue, because I haven't valued my time previously and said enough's enough. So yes, they haven't valued my time, but nor have I. So self-respect is so important. We need to understand what our values are, I've got a big value list I do with this workshop. We go through and work out what our core values are, and we can then have an understanding of what it is that's important to us. Now, when they become your core values, when you see that they're your core values, and I found this little exercise quite surprising because I wasn't aware of my core values. There's a lot of things that are important to me, but I don't think we brush against our core values until somebody has been disrespectful to them. That's when you go, don't like that. Don't like that at all. So our core values are really, really important. Once we know them, we need to respect them. So time being one of my strongest values, I really value my time. That then is I have to make sure I respect that time. And one of the things I haven't been doing, and you can wrap me over the knuckles for this one, is I haven't been giving myself enough time, especially when it comes to my meditation, because I love meditation and I have not been giving it the time it deserves. I also love painting and I have not been giving that the time it deserves. So probably because I'm flipping over now and writing the next book. But again, self-respect. Now, if they don't know what your respect cores are, your value cores are, core values are, same thing, then how can anyone else know that? They know that. Other people will know that because of how you are expressing it, how you're living it, what you're saying. So the different things like that. That's really, really important. Self-respect is really important. So we've got self-talk. So this is all the self-awareness, self-talk, self-respect. The next one is self-honesty. Now, this seems really easy, but can also be quite challenging as well. Because we can understand the self-talk and we can understand the self-respect, but if we're not 100% honest with ourselves, the other two don't really mean a lot. We need to be really clear that we are honest with ourselves. And even to the state where you go, oh, I really don't like that, but I'm not going to say anything. At least you're being honest. There's something not quite right going on. It doesn't mean you have to express it to everybody, but you're feeling it and you're being honest with your acknowledgement of it, whether that acknowledgement is under your breath, whether it's quiet, whether it's written down, it doesn't matter. You're being honest about it. One of the things that I did with a particular gentleman, he was having issues with his relationship. And one of the things I said is to be honest is as 100% as you can be honest without necessarily being hurtful. And he said, but sometimes I just don't know. He said that his partner would often go like fire questions at him and make him create some sort of an answer and, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it now? When are you going to do it? And she would be on and on and on and on and on at him. And he said, I used to just say, do whatever you want to do and I'll work it out. Now, that's not being honest with yourself, because he didn't feel comfortable in some of the things that she was saying. And I said to him, one of the ways you can get through this is to say, I don't know. I don't know the answer yet. You are being 100% honest in that you may have not given it time to think about it. You may not have been able to have check your self-talk. You might not have been able to align it with your respect and your self-values. You may not have been able to even comprehend all the words that were coming through all at once. And this person didn't talk to him. She talked at him, and it was like firing these questions and words and constant battering, verbal battering that he was getting. So he had to sort of stop it. And the only way he could stop it was to be 100% honest with himself. And I said to him, whatever she says, ask her to repeat it. Then be 100% honest in your answer. So he tried that a couple of times, and he tried getting her to repeat it a few times. And I did say, repeat it back so you've got the wording right. Is this what you want to do? Is this what it is? Is this what you mean? And make sure you rephrase it. So we started doing that. And then in being able to do that, it gave him a bit of time to have a think about it. It gave him that time to assess it, to take it on board. So then he could turn around and be honest with his feelings and his emotions. He didn't have to compromise. And if he honestly didn't know, he may have had a bit of a feeling that it wasn't going to go the way she wanted, But if he honestly didn't know, he could turn around and say, I don't know yet. You need to give me time. And I said to him, use time as your friend. Honor your time. Because you do not need to give answers 100% of the time there and then. You don't need to have that bombardment and use that as a manipulative type of situation to get an unanswered, a non-honest response. Now, this man was a very honest man, very loyal, very trusting. And so if he said something, even if he said it wrong, he would stand by it. So I could get that side of him to change, but I could change this side of him. You just got to stop it. You've just got to stop it, slow it down, and give yourself time to be able to answer it. And it just made a huge difference. It made a huge difference to his confidence, made a huge difference to his self-talk, his self-respect, and absolutely his self-honesty. He could honestly say then that, yes, I want to do that. Or he could honestly say, I really don't care. Let's just do whatever you want to do. But he was honest about it. He was honest to himself. And being honest to himself allows him to trust himself more. That's what that's all about. So that is the self-honesty. So that we've got those four areas in the self-awareness. We've got self-talk, we've got self-respect, we've got self-honesty, and the last one is self-trust as we bring it all in together. Now, if you can imagine self-honesty is being 100% honest of what's coming out, self-trust is then learning to trust some of that other information that may not necessarily seem 100% logical. It's starting to trust your intuition. Now, why it's in the four steps of self-awareness is because when you start to monitor your self-talk, you start to put a stronger value on your cause, or you put a stronger emphasis on your core skills, and you are 100% honest with yourself. You don't have to be 100% honest with other people. Let's face it, we're not there to be rude. And if somebody's wearing a really crazy outfit, let them go. You do not have to be 100% honest. You may turn around and go, well, I don't think I'd wear it, but good on you. You go for it. You be you, I'll be me. And, you know, we can get through those sort of things. We don't want to hurt people. We don't need to. But self-trust brings that all back into line, because when you've done those other three, you're going to start getting this intuitive information coming through. It is going to start to come through, and you're going to have to start to trust yourself. You're going to have to start trusting those intuitive messages you're getting. You're going to have to start putting out those feelers. And it can be a little bit confusing. We may get some information and then the old self-talk jumps back in, and then the self-respect goes, and we, you know, oh, let's be honest. Do we really need to be that honest? All starts to come back into play. So self-trust is starting to just feel those intuitive messages coming through. It's starting to be aware that you see 1111 all the time, being aware that of what's happening around the environment, being aware of those changes that you're seeing when the self-talk is changed, when you start to respect yourself, how others start to respect you as well, and how you learn to respect their values, their core values. And when you are 100% honest with yourself, you will start to feel or hear honesty in those around you. You will start to feel it. And I've no, I don't know how many times I've said it, where somebody has sort of said, "Oh, you'd say, how are you feeling today?" And they would say, "Oh, yeah, I'm good, thanks." And then I've turned around and said, "All right, well, try saying that with a little bit more conviction this time, because I didn't believe you." We start to pick up that feeling. You start to be aware of it. So self-trust is bringing together all of them and starting to feel our intuition coming through. Now, with this, and why I said you'll notice the self-talk, you'll notice self-talk in other people as well, how it comes out. But that was one of the things I did do. Somebody would say, "Oh, I could do this if I want to." And the word "could" straight away suggests there's somebody wrong. It is either you're wrong or somebody else is wrong. The word "could," "Oh, I could do this," it means, well, you haven't done it, so you're wrong. And it gives you that it gives you that feeling of there's something wrong, or you're lazy, or you haven't done it, or you know, all those sort of things. So the word "could" came out of my vocabulary when I was going through that self-talk. Stopped "could." I would, I will, I won't, but I'm not going to "could." It's a bit like "try," you know, when they say "try," you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. When we don't feel very confident that we can actually achieve it, we try. But we are still doing it. We either do it or we don't. So we're getting all this information coming through. We're starting to feel it in the self-trust. And as we feel it, like attracts like, you will notice it with other people. You will notice their self-talk. You will notice their self-respect. You will notice their self-honesty. Especially when somebody turns around and says with self-honesty, when they sort of go, "Oh, how does this look on me?" Now, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Self-honesty, if you ask that question and you're being self-honest, then you would expect a honest answer back. And so when people turn around and say, "Well, how does this look?" and all they're doing is searching for it looks lovely, thanks, you're beautiful. When they're searching for that sort of thing, it's really ego-based. When somebody's saying, "How does this look? I'm really not sure. It doesn't quite feel right." Then they're looking for honest feedback. They are being 100% honest with themselves, and they're looking for honest feedback. Like attracts like. And that's what the self-trust is all about. So they are the four steps for self-awareness in this program. I do have another three lots to go, and I won't be doing that here because I don't have the time. But there is the self-confidence, which we look at self-care, self-worth, self-reflect, and self-appraisal. Then we look at self-reliance, which is intuition, meditation, visualization, and association. And then we have self-nurturing, which is all about accepting and loving ourselves, and in that side of it. Now, each one, as I said, each of these areas, there's a learning, there's a workshop evolved in it. So we can really get an understanding of who we are, what we are, why we are, where we are, all the R's, and we can go from there. It's a beautiful way of stepping through the program and getting an understanding in each aspect. And each one builds up on the other. The self-talk we start with, and that leads to self-respect. That leads to self-honesty. But you don't lose the self-respect or the self-talk. You just add more to it, and then we begin the self-trust and we start. That's the first stage of actually going into really developing our intuition. We've connected with that, the first part. With the self-awareness, that's all about connecting with your intuition. The self-confidence is developing it, and self-reliance is when we really learn to trust it. So, and of course, the self-nurturing is we just enjoy it all. Oh, yeah, baby. That's the good part. All right, so that is all about trust. That is about how we can get our power back. Okay, so the first thing I want to do, if I can get through these other ones, in other a podcast, you can get the whole lot all in together. Then you know, you'll have all of the aspect there. So make sure you subscribe and you can get all these. So today it was really about self-awareness. That's our first way of connecting with our intuition. That's the first way we go to when we want to trust and take back our power in life. So remember, trust is not just about the other person. In fact, for trust for you should be more about who you are and what it means to you, because apart from the fun side of trust, like when your son's standing there holding a cup of icy cold water and it's a hot day and you've just given him a bit of crap and you know with that little twinkle in his eye that you don't trust him to hold that cup of water for long, yeah, you're probably right then. But that's the fun side of trust. That's not a bad thing. And it's still, you know, when you think about it, it's still trust, but it's not trust that he's going to do wrong by you, but I suppose he is. But it's more about, I know who you are and I know what you can do. And I trust my feelings about who he is and what he can do. And in that particular case, mate, I would be running as fast as I could away because I know what he's like. So that's all about trust. Let's get your self-talk down. Let's look at self-respect, your self-honesty, and start feeling those intuitive messages with that self-trust. That is how you can get your power back, because the power of trust is within you. It's got nothing to do with anyone else. That's me for today. Like or subscribe to the podcast. I will try and get those other ones done. I think you'll enjoy that. I think you'll get a lot out of it too. So that's it. That's me for today. I'm just looking for where the closing thing is. I'm doing live readings on the personal intuitive personal development Facebook group. Getting my new book done. Don't know what it's called yet. It's going to reflect around that program, which is why I've talked about it. The stories will be in line with the learnings from them. So self-talk, what was my story about self-talk? And that's what you'll get. So, and most of it is actually running in order, because it is like I am learning as I go. One of the ones we get to is self-reflect in the self-confidence side, is self-reflecting. I do go back when I self-reflect, because I've read a book and got an understanding of something, but the understanding was from my past, a situation that had happened in my past. It allowed me, so I went talk about that situation, and then it allows me to get that understanding of what it means then to self-reflect. And how we can get a positive flip on a really negative situation. So I will go through them. I'm not going to tell you the stories. You'll get them in there. Then when the book is out, it will be linked to the website and you will actually get these resources. I'm going to put these resources in there. When I talk about the self-respect and the values, I've got a big sheet on values, and you go through it all and you work out what your core values are. It's really good. And they don't stay your core values all the time, because we do grow, but the basis of them are still there. Honesty is a very high one for me. And so it's there. It's nearly always there. It might change slightly, but it's always there. So you'll be able to get all these resources, and all this that I'm giving you, you can get it all for free. But you don't get my time. I just do it the once, and that's my time. But if you do want my time, then I'll be looking at doing like week events, retreats and things like that, because, mate, we want to enjoy it. If we're going to do it, let's do it in style, you know. Let's wait until the world opens up again and we're all done with our COVID stuff and we can get out there and live our lives again as we choose to. Other than that, I'm going to start looking at coming to America and doing workshops over there, because that's been my goal. I've always just wanted to do that. I want to go back to England and I want to go to America and I want to do some workshops. So let's see how we go. Subscribe to the podcast if this is your cup of tea, And I will catch up with you in the very, very near future. I'm going to say bye for now and have a great week, guys. Bye.